Customization, transparency, profit. The HedgeBetter sports betting platform is a revolutionary concept that creates a competitive advantage for every party involved in the sports betting process. We are putting the odds in your hands, cutting out the middleman, and empowering a future generation of sports bettors. Look for the HedgeBetter sports betting platform coming in 2023. In the meantime, visit us at www.hedgebetter.com, follow us on Instagram at HedgeBetter, and subscribe to the HedgeBetter YouTube channel.
The Chosen One, the future Boston Red Sox, episode 99. Welcome to Steel
Here
and
we
Bass.
Are, the Gretzky episode.
The Aaron Judge future Boston Red Sox episode.
No.
Presented by HedgeBetter. Welcome to Steel and Naz. Great night tonight. One away from 100.
Right there.
One away.
Triple digits.
Sponsored by Slide Ice Fitness and Performance. Big shout out to them. It's their 2-year anniversary today, so we'll give them a big shout out. Craig Kelly,
nice,
good for you to
nice.
Do what you do. They, they defied the odds through the pandemic. They embraced the struggle, and, you know, I think they're doing their best yet, so good for them. Obviously, the other sponsor, the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. See notifications every week. That guy's just an absolute weapon. Good
Always
for you,
grinding
Patrick.
As well, yeah.
Yeah.
What Opening base? Up a new Quincy location coming soon.
Let's go. Quincy, hashtag Quincy, hashtag Cape.
Hashtag Boston. Hashtag JP Law.
Yeah, let's ride. Tonight, let's get down to business as the Patriots get back on track after a tough loss last week. Big win on the road at MetLife Stadium against the New York Jets, winning for the 13th consecutive time. Big W there. They will host the Indianapolis Colts this week, and we'll give you all the sounds and everything we like from week 8, as well as our week 9 picks. You know, I think we've been doing pretty well on those.
Seahawks, baby.
Titans
Lock
hit.
Of the week.
Titans
light it
hit.
Up.
What'd you have?
Who did I have this week? I had the... Fuck, I feel like an idiot.
Jets?
No, I didn't. I usually been rolling with the Jets, too, but then that's hilarious that we beat them. Of course, it's the fucking Jets. No, I switched it up this week. I didn't want to do, I just did the Bills. Easy pick.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That game was an absolute blowout.
You didn't cover.
No.
By half point.
You're shit. You're literally
Yeah, so reel it back. Nice.
Embarrassing.
I got it early.
afterwards, the Bruins are the best team in hockey after 10 games here. The Celtics have been up and down, playing pretty well. But the news today is on the former head coach, Ime Udoka, reportedly going to be the next head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Pretty nuts. We'll dive into that and our takes on that. As you know, Brooklyn is not even a rival because we swept them last year. I mean, you got to beat us to join us. But yeah, we'll get right to it as you know, the Patriots football season head the way. 22-17, big W. I think me and Steele, our predictions were pretty much around those lines of that final score wise.
Yeah, off by two. Off by two.
Steele, give you the first word. What do you think about the game?
It was a great game. I mean, defense showed up, endless pressure on Zach Wilson, and you pressure that guy. I mean, he was running with his head cut off and just chucking up the worst pass.
Yeah, it was one of those games where you knew both offenses, like, are kind of, you know, challenged by two pretty good defenses. It was definitely a defense-based game. And then who was going to make more mistakes? And it was clearly Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson showed his true colors, throwing horrible interceptions that cost them there in the third quarter. I mean, what came down was the Patriots came out in the second half, knowing what they had to do, outscored them 13-0 in the third quarter, and finding a way to win.
I mean, that was probably the worst game where a quarterback got 355 yards, like, ever. Like that, because, like, you see 355, that's, like, a great game. And, like, he had such a bad one.
Yeah. And
he threw a pick trying to throw it in, out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
You would have not seen another snap if I was the coach. Not a fucking chance. I don't care what draft pick you were.
You got Mike
whatever.
White on the bench? You kidding me?
Send him.
On the other end, you know, Mac Jones did what he could. He came back with a lot of pressure on him. You know what? Everyone kind of would blame the offensive line, and there's all these numbers of, you know, how many times he got hit. But I think it comes down a lot to him holding on to the football. I don't think he gets rid of the ball quick enough. I just think he doesn't really know. He doesn't have a feel for his receivers. Besides the dump outs to Stevenson, which, by the way, who would have thought coming out of week one, your best offensive threat is Ramondre Stevenson. And that's not even saying how bad the offense has been for the Patriots. I think Stevenson has been, you know, top five, top 10 running back in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like his one of his big things prior to like this year was he wasn't that good, like catching it out of the backfield. And like, that is just like, that's just not true.
He made like a one hand stag, like,
yeah, like
one
it,
of those
but
bumps.
It wasn't like a part, like it wasn't part of his game really. And now, I mean, now it is. I mean, he's got like 130 something receiving yards the last two games or something like that.
Didn't get in the end zone, which cost my anytime TD bet, along with also had Devontae Parker anytime TD, and he got hurt on the first play. So, yeah, that didn't go well. But overall, yeah, pretty, you know, Jacoby Myers had the touchdown, had a couple big third downs, and I think that's where you can look at and take away from Mac Jones's day, as he converted a lot of third downs when it came down to in the second half.
And got saved big time by a penalty. Got saved big time. That pick six, oh my God.
Talk about burying the lead there. Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus, did he get bailed. I mean, that was like the Zappy chance would be going from the Pats fans if that stayed 100%.
Yeah, no, the...
Like, that saved the day for him.
That's what I mean. And you start talking about these quarterbacks, and yeah, it's going to be Mac Jones's job here going forward. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know, man. For me, what I just mentioned, the ball coming out. Like, even last week when people were taking apart Zappy for, you know, the lineman hitting the ball up there. That's fixable. Like, that can fix that. That's why I kind of look at this team, and I'm like, Mac Jones is the better player at this point. Don't get me wrong.
100%.
But who's the better quarterback? The question is, who's the better quarterback for this team? And I'm still going with Zappy. I'm sorry. I think he is a better game manager in terms of getting the ball out quick, avoiding sacks, and putting the ball in these players' hands who, when, you know, you've seen guys in Hunter Henry finally getting the ball, seeing Tyquan Thornton, when he gets the ball, he's so electric with his speed. Yep. He got two touchdowns a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they got to find some stuff
Jonnu
for him.
Smith, when he gets the ball, he, like, cannot be tackled. And, you know, we'll keep Aguilar off there. But, yeah,
Parker's still have him today. Threat.
Yeah, I can't believe they still have him.
It's disgusting. We still have that guy. I would have traded that guy for, like, a seventh-round pick. Like, who gives a shit?
A washing machine.
Yeah, literally, Like, I can't believe we kept
him. He's like the guy from Mighty Ducks 2, the guy who can, like, skate so fast, like, but can't stop. Like, Aguilar does everything well, but, like, hold on to the football.
Yeah.
And, like, ball security is job security.
Correct. Yeah.
need it.
You really do. That's the most important thing. Turnovers, lose games. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah, this week. Look at it.
And how about, you know, a big shutout on the defensive front here? Obviously, Devin McCourty with two interceptions. Who knows how long that guy's played? Like, probably like 70 years.
Yeah, they
already should.
Yeah, he's got the most interceptions by an active player.
Yeah, he got two interceptions. He just happened to be the right place, right time, which a great safety does.
Yeah, that's it, man.
And followed by that, how about Jabril Peppers? Led the team in tackles. Made a hell of a play on the onside kick.
Yeah.
I will give the Jets kicker credit. He pulled out one of those things. Like
the behind-the-back little
thing. Behind-the-back thing. And Peppers kind of like scooped it up like a ground ball, got on top of it. Peppers is a bad man. I think he got like a 15-yard penalty. And I was kind of all for it. It was like an aggression one.
Yeah. It happens.
I hope they play him more because I feel like their safeties – have been getting hurt here and there. Like, I think 21 Phillips went down last week. Why am I forgetting his name? He's been big for this team this year.
Duggar.
He's been pretty injured. So, you know, they're going to need some depth on that safety line here. And fortunately, they do. And Jabril Peppers came up big.
Yep, and he's one of those, like, defensive back guys. Like, you can just throw him in there, yeah.
Because he'll just squash people.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about, like, interceptions. He'll just nail people.
Yeah.
Great special teams guy at this point stage of his career, probably like getting close to 30 years old. Like you need
Michigan
people like
legend.
That in the locker room. He's a locker room guy. I know, right? Wasn't he like he was a Heisman finalist?
Yeah, he was like he's like an all time great Michigan player.
But love it.
Just didn't
ranked
really
number
work
five
out.
Today. Couldn't crack the top four in the first college football playoff opening.
Clemson, gross.
And real quick, did you see that Michigan State fight in the locker room?
Yes,
oh,
two to Bob. That was nuts.
That was something I haven't seen, like, ever.
Guys can't be, like get them out of the same fucking tunnel.
I was just going to say, for the amount of money that those guys in those colleges have, like, build a fucking second tunnel.
Like, the Michigan State guys beat up the Michigan guy? Like, no shit.
Yeah,
they were in the same tunnel.
And
like,
I guess they, like,
I'm
talk
not condoning
about
it. It's wrong. But
I guess they talk about it all week. I guess it's, like, a huge part, like, huge problem. To, like, fucking fix it. You got the money. It's not that much.
One of those happened with the U back in the day, too, because I think it was Texas or Oklahoma. Like, you walked out of the same tunnel in their old stadium, and it was, like...
That's, like, dangerous.
Yeah, they just walked by. This was, like, the U where, like, they fought, like, they were just talking shit, giving them hell. Like,
what was the Ducks to what was the big team? Florida. They would like literally kick their ass on the scoreboard and then just like kick their ass out.
Yeah, like beat them up at the strip club like after. Yeah.
Patriots 22, Jets 17. You know, I feel like all Jets faithful thought they weren't just going to win, but they were going to win big. I see a lot of flaws in their game. Obviously, their running back there got hurt out for the year.
Yep, and he was having a great rookie season.
Yeah,
too.
So I was a big fan of their receiving core, Garrett Wilson, of rookie out of Ohio State. The guy Tyler Conklin.
What?
Made some nice catches. Had two touchdowns. He's a big specimen for that team. That's what I'm saying though. They're 5-3, 4-4. Like how good is this AFC? Is it that good besides the Bills and Chiefs?
I mean, it's an absolute shit show.
Dolphins got a little bit better with getting Bradley Chubb today.
Yep, like you got Bills, Chiefs, and then it's
anyway.
You could mix and match those teams all day.
Sights and sounds from last week. I'll just go right away. Probably the biggest trade deadline acquisition I've ever seen in my entire life. Just made a huge difference right out of the gate. Christian McCaffrey for the San Fran 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
He ran one, he caught one, and he can pass through a 40-yard dart for a touchdown. Shout out to Boobie Miles there. Actually, Ramondre Stevenson rocked the Boobie Miles jersey after the game. Great stuff.
That's got to be called something. That just might be called the McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Like the Gordie Howe hat trick, like that might be a McCaffrey
hat trick. Yeah, and I feel like the coaches were just like after he got the other one, they were just like, ah, fuck it, dude, throw it. Let's see what happens.
But that's a player who's just been on a shit team for a while, made his money with that shitty team. And you're like, all right, when is this guy finally going to go to a good team? And the Niners, same record as the Pats, 4-4. That's what I'm saying. This is just like a big parallel with this league that not many like teams that you thought were going to good were going to have good records. And, you know, they came in and kind of stomped the Rams, who, you know, coming off a Super Bowl. And, you know, that's been a good story. But I think before I turn to one of you guys, I think the best story of the whole season is Russell Wilson leaving the Seahawks, Geno Smith coming in. People might have wrote him off, but he didn't write back. They beat the Giants 27-13 to take a commanding. Now they're 5-3 in the NFC West. They're leading. Wow. Like that, I was thinking that was going to be a lottery team, and who knows? Only 8 games in, shit could go south. But they have a great coaching staff. They have a great personnel, Metcalf and Lockett on the sides, and that running back,
Kenneth Walker the third.
Yeah, Kenny. Yeah, he's been great for them. I just feel like all around in their defense has a lot of young guys. That's a great team to root for. That's easily my second favorite team I'm rooting for.
Lock of the week.
Yeah,
nailed it.
Nailed it. Dude, Titans were a +1 against the Texans this week. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Now, one of my favorite things was watching a friend whose name I won't bring up, but they're having the Carolina Panthers this weekend. It was fucking a roller coaster at the end.
It's John from Quincy, right?
Yeah. He gets his Hail Mary. Final seconds. Guy takes off his helmet.
15-yard.
They absolutely shank the, like, 48-yard fucking extra point. Go to OT, guy shanks like a 30-yard field goal. It was beautiful.
Then my boy Young Ho Koo finished the job for the Atlanta Falcons. That's another good story of a good team there, 4-4. Actually, a team that wasn't even – I thought they were going to be dead last team in their 4-4.
That team sucked, traded their best player away to suck, and then, like, they're doing, like, pretty good without him. I don't think Carolina has any idea, like – do right now.
I feel like that's kind of been the tone in the season like this year. Even like you said, when Russell Westbrook got traded to the Broncos, that kind of like shook everything up in the league. Like you said, there's bad teams with good records. Teams just trading players like crazy all over. Like, yeah, I like it.
I wasn't going to correct you, but if someone listens to this, they might correct you. You said Russell Westbrook. It's Russell Wilson.
I do that every time.
But yeah, no, like to the point.
But correct.
Yeah. To the point, though, yeah, I kind of hate Russell Wilson. Like, that 9:30 game wasn't all about
Broncos country. Let's ride.
I knew you'd love that.
Oh, yeah. Right when he came out, yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Print the shirts.
Tampa lost again. Tough Thursday night. The boys cashed out. I think we all had Baltimore here.
Yep.
For the third, yeah, keep close to our Thursday night picks presented by the law offices of Patrick J. Foley.
On a heater.
Tom Brady now filed for divorce. The wife did. Lost. Now 3-5. Stand at third place in the NFC South.
He's having a tough year.
It's a tough year.
For everyone loves a comeback.
Yeah, you know what? He's going to win like 6 more Super Bowls in the next 10 years.
Yeah, so exactly. Right. Exactly.
This would be the greatest comeback of his career, and that's saying so much.
Yeah.
If they win it all.
No, because that's an absolutely putrid football team right now.
Everyone's
like,
literally writing them off.
Tom Brady's been such like a family guy, dad-like role. I would love to see him just turn into the absolute villain, like full-on like bachelor. Like
become what the world wanted to make him out as. Make him become the enemy.
Become the enemy. Become the supervillain that everyone portrays you as.
I know Magic Mike's not here, but like, who do we think he dates next?
I don't think, who are you going to go to? I would just stay single for the rest of my life. You got your kids, you got your money, just bang literally everyone
in the world. Yeah, like every supermodel is just like on the planet.
Like you tried love, she broke your fucking heart. Go to the gym, Tom.
Win the Super Bowl and come
fucking bang some girls.
Do whatever you want.
It's a circle of life.
Back to Moynihan?
No, dude, she's old news, dude. Who's next? I want him banging like Grimes, dude. I want him like competing for like top dogs. Like he's literally upper echelon level. Like I'd want him dating like I want him banging Nancy Pelosi after finding out that husband's gay.
Love that. Love that. And we're gonna move on now.
Great segue.
On a great segue to the Colts are heading to New England to face the Pats. Big game here to finally get over 500 for the first time this season. You have a guy coming in here. Sam Ellinger.
Yeah.
Second year quarterback. Matt
We're back,
Ryan was
Texas
benched.
Guy.
Texas guy, kind of afraid of him. Patriots are favored by 5.5 points. I think this is going to be another one of those games like last week where it's probably going to be pretty defensive base and it's going to get kind of ugly.
Oh, this is going to be an ugly game.
Yeah, I think you can see a lot of ground and pound. Obviously, the Patriots defense is going to be, all right, let's stop the run. Let's stop Jonathan Taylor. Hines just got traded to the the Chiefs, I think. Nyheim Hines.
Mm-hmm.
So that backup's gone. So Jonathan Taylor's going to have a workload for those fantasy football owners out there. They're going to try to have Ellinger beat them. I think the Patriots are going to do more of the same offensive scheme, try to just be check down guys. I think this is going to be a pretty low scoring game, pretty uneventful game, if you ask me. Like, I think this was, if it's a 1 o'clock game, it's probably down in the dumps with the rest of them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is going to be some ugly football. I think this is just a turnover battle game.
Yeah. What I would like to see.
As long as you can keep
what
the ball,
I would like to see is Mac Jones throw. I know you just want to win the game, but I would like to see him throw like multiple touchdowns. I would like to see him get everyone involved, including the tight ends. That's the one thing. All right. I'm not going to be greedy. Give me one thing, and that's get Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith involved. Spread out the field and really ground and pound with Stevenson. That's really what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I mean, this is like 20 points. And like, you stop Jonathan Taylor. Like, they're not like, and if get out to an early lead if you can. Like, if we score first, maybe 10 points after two drives, like, they're not going to come back, the Colts. I don't think Ellinger gives you that ability.
No, exactly. You got to get up early. And that's, you can say the same thing about the Patriots. If the Colts go up early 14-0, to your point, is. You know, do we have Mac Jones to get you out of it? Now, how many zappy chants are you gonna hear on Sunday? Weren't at Gillette last Sunday, because we were at MetLife. So now we're home again, averaging a little over 20 a game. I could see this being like, give me like 27-10. Like I think it'll be like that, and that's you know being. Generous towards, you know, I think we could see a defensive touchdown. I think there's a defensive touchdown this week for the Patriots.
I can see that.
I like that call.
27-10, offense scores 20 points.
And did you guys see the breaking news that the Colts' offensive coordinator just got fired?
Yes, yeah, gone. Correct.
See ya.
Marcus Brady, fuck him.
So no offensive coordinator, no
terrible offensive line.
No day one starting quarterback. You got your backup coming in. They're playing him for the rest of the season. And they stand at 3-4-1. They're right in the race. I mean, if they didn't tie to the Texans, was it Texans?
I think it was the Texans. Yeah, which is, I mean, be better.
Then like they would be right there tied with the Pats. You go down the list of the Patriots, you know, schedule. You got the Colts. You got the Jets again. You got the Dolphins. You got the Bengals. Raiders lost last week. They're kind of down and out. But that's at least four teams on the rest of your schedule where. Those head-to-head games are going to be huge because all those teams have very similar records.
Oh, absolutely.
And a lot of the teams, too, have, you know, they're in a division where, you know, the Bills are going to win the AFC East. The the Ravens are going to win the AFC North. So these teams fighting, coming down to it, you know, it's, they're going to be right there when it comes to the wild card. So you got to win these games.
And I without Ja'Marr Chase, the Bengals might crumble. They looked awful last night. That was putrid.
I almost made Bengals minus three my lock of the week. And I, oh my God.
Yeah, without Ja'Marr Chase, that offense doesn't fucking stand a chance.
Game, did you guys watch it?
Yep.
Yeah. That was one of the like worst to just watch that game in the beginning of like, what is the fuck is going on? Everyone would get to the 30, absolutely crumble. Same thing, missing field goals left and right.
Oh yeah,
like,
no, they were terrible.
There was like seven back-to-back like picks, fumbles, like no one could even
just
get
there. Brutal.
Yeah, it was insane. And then the Browns just absolutely
Browns brutal. Country, let's ride.
Let's ride.
Yuck.
Disgusting. What do you got for a score?
23-13, Pats.
Pats, okay. So 27-10, 23-13. Give me something. Give me something good.
I'm going to do 17-10 Pats, and I like that defensive touchdown to close it out.
Oh.
Oh.
Should we just say who's going to do it?
Judon.
Judon? Love that. I'm going to go, let's get Jabril Peppers going.
Yeah.
Let's get him going.
Give me Jack Jones, pick six.
I'm in. So now we'll get, I think there's a hell of a slate this week for games. Going to go down the list here. So Thursday night football, not that good. Eagles on the road against the Texans. Philly favored by 14. That should be a wash. Going down here, my lock of the week. Stay away from the Raiders. Stay away from them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please stay away. Took them last week, a minus one favorite on the book against the Saints, and they didn't even score a point. So probably stay away from that.
Like 1.9 fantasy points from Derek Carr.
Yeah, I like
pathetic.
I like the Tom Brady revenge game here. NFC divisional round last year, they lost a tough one to the LA Rams. LA Rams need a win. Bucks desperately need a win. They're in Tampa. Brady seems like he's gonna find a way, and I'm taking them by 3 points here.
Yeah, it's getting there for Brady. The time's come, getting to the second half of the season when they rise. I am going to run it back with the Seahawks.
I did take the Seahawks intentionally because I was like, give it back to them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let it ride. They've already beat the Cardinals once. I think it was 19-9. And I expect them to shut that team down again.
The Cardinals are an absolute joke.
Correct.
They have a pretty good personnel, like player personnel.
Oh, yeah.
Not
no,
coaching
do.
Personnel.
No, Cliff Kling's he's fired by the
he's
end of the year.
He's fired by the end of the year.
He might get fired. You know what? He'll get fired after they lose to the Seahawks this
Ooh.
Week. They're going to get pummeled.
Ooh.
See ya.
He is a candidate to get fired, though, like
yeah,
now.
No, he really
like
is,
now.
Yeah.
Because they got Hopkins back. They have good running. They have a good running back, Connor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have pretty good defense.
I remember seeing a thing for why he should get fired, and they were like, this dude went like 500 with Pat Mahomes in college, and like they thought he should be in the NFL. And it was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. He'll never. I don't think he'll ever head coach a day in his life in the NFL again.
Yeah,
after
either college or like a coordinator. Maybe.
Yeah, he'll like probably be, because when the USC guy goes up top, I bet that's where he goes. He seems like a USC guy, Cliff Kingsbury.
It could. Yeah. Air Raid, Texas Air Tech. Raid.
My lock of the week, I'm going to do the Chiefs primetime game.
Ooh. 12.5 against the division leader?
Yes, sir.
I like it. If Malik's playing again, Malik wasn't that good. Malik Willis.
No, but
he was like a check
down. He had his moments.
First ever start.
Yeah.
But
I was honestly just going to say that the Bengals were going to get rolled this week after seeing that performance and maybe roll with whatever team was playing them. But
just
the Panthers, that's what the Bengals kind of do. If it's outside their division, I feel like they kind of beat up on teams that they're supposed to beat up. But inside the division, it's anyone's game. I'm pretty sure like Joe Burrow's never beat the Cleveland Browns in his career.
I know they're 0-3 this year in the division, and that's not good.
Yeah.
It's not
going to win you a Super Bowl.
They're legit 4-4. Like they
4-1
outside of the division. Oh, boy. So that's the football segment. Should be another hell of a week. The next, I think, breaking news of today is, you know, Boston Celtics in that 4-2 right now, but their coach, former coach, Ime Udoka, who was not fired but suspended for the entire Celtics season, has now drawn interest after the Nets fired their head coach this morning, Steve Nash, and now it's rumored that Ime Udoka is going to get the job as the Brooklyn Nets head coach.
Now, this is just blasphemous. This is unbelievable. And you're going to tell me that, oh, they fired Steve Nash today, so they just started talking to Udoka for the first time today about it?
Yeah, right?
That's ridiculous.
Not true.
This has been happening for a good time now. Again,
weeks at least.
The Celtics suspended him, not the NBA. Still haven't really heard. Obviously, it had to do with women inside the organization. But initial thoughts, I don't want to be a villain. He was so good last year for the Celtics, but now he's going to be a villain.
I don't think I've ever seen a franchise in like any sport that's just like willing to bring all the smoke to them as the fucking Brooklyn Nets, dude. Like James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant.
Come on down.
Every person that causes headlines and just like destroys images,
just like come on,
yeah, they're just like, come on, man, I'm in.
That's what fills seats and that's what makes money. And Jay-Z's
like, it's wild. They're just down. They're like, oh, everyone hates that guy. He banged like the owner's wife. They were like, we need him.
Like, it was like, hurry the fuck up. Yeah, get his
it was like, you're just gonna have him on the sidelines. We'll take him.
I saw Jaylen Brown put something on his Instagram story. It was a picture of Udoka in his Celtics uniform coaching last year. With Kevin Durant next to him. And it told me one thing, that Udoka tried making that trade happen this offseason and that Jaylen Brown was a little bit happy to see his guy go over there saying, yes, I want this challenge.
Yeah, which is awesome. I'll take more incentive to kick that team's ass since we like already did. Like,
no, he is going to be a villain. You know he's going to be a villain. But, I mean, Kevin Durant could do all he wants to Boston.
He's going to get dragged when he comes there.
But I'm just saying, no one's going to get dragged more than Kyrie Irving.
No.
Like no one.
He's still the face of the enemy. For sure.
For the schmucks they have on their team, no one will get booed more than Kyrie Irving when he comes to Boston. No one.
No one for, like, a while. Like, in anything. Like, that guy, like, he's going to get booed, like, harder.
Yeah. I didn't really concentrate on the, you know, anti-Semitic stuff that Kyrie Irving was talking about, but did you see that ESPN reporter just straight up attack Kyrie Irving, being like, you said this, you put this out, like, this is very, you know.
Yeah, it's like a link to a movie or something. Yeah. I have no idea.
No,
what
it was actually, a link to Alex Jones, Sandy Hook documentary or something. And just come on, dude. Just chill out.
But I give the reporter all the credit because he was like, dude, you have to tell like what's good with this. And
yeah,
Kyrie Irving
like,
just started
boredom, yeah.
Just started attacking this reporter and being like, nah, he's trying to like get what you put out. It just made me hate Kyrie more than I already did.
He's such a clown.
Oh
yeah, like
God.
As a public figure, how can you be like the like I support like Alex Jones movement? Like even if you do, just keep that to yourself,
exactly,
dude. Like, don't put out the fucking link to it, dude.
Exactly. Like, yeah, what are you like? Yeah,
like you
I
can believe
understand.
Whatever you want, but like if you're a public figure, how can you like?
It's one of the greatest lessons of all time. Think as you want and act and say like others.
Ooh.
It's crazy.
Is that
like
better
that.
Than ball security's job security?
Maybe not.
No.
less like a shirt, but like it's a great saying.
Yeah. And I think I actually messed it up, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, what you're putting down. Celtics' most recent game blew out the Wizards, 112-94. Tatum and Brown have continued to be a dynamic duo, one of the best in the NBA. And now you're starting to get guys come out of the woodwork. They're giving guys like Luke Kornet a chance to be a center, Noah Vonleh to be a center. Grant Williams came back off suspension, had 10 points, played pretty well. Mm-hmm. Malcolm Brogdon has shown he's probably going to be – he's easily already a front candidate for sixth man of the year. He shouldn't – like, he's just coming off the bench. He's one of those guys.
Yep.
It's good to see, you know, 4-2 is a good start. Let's see if they can continue to play better, like, better defense. I think they should stress on that more. They got the Cavs coming – they're going to the Cavs this time.
Cavs look good this year.
Yeah, they lost to the Cavs in OT.
Yeah, the Cavs look good.
You can't let up 41 points to two guys in one game.
Very true.
That's what happened. It was a Donovan Mitchell and who am I missing there?
I'm not sure. I was going to say Donovan Mitchell. I forget who the other guy was.
He played for the Pacers. He's good. Caris LeVert. Caris LeVert. With Darius Garland out, that's a team to look out for. As the surpriser this year in the Eastern Conference. You know, Celtics have a good way of going down. I feel like Joe Mazzulla's done a pretty good job with this team in terms of, you know, showing up every day and not taking anything off. But,
Absolutely.
Know, I think they just got to keep stressing on the defense and the team play because that's what got them as far as they did last year. Obviously, they're more established now with the playoff run they had a year ago.
Like, I think the Bulls loss, I mean, it's only six games in, but that was, like, I mean, like, the Cavs lost was whatever. It went to OT. It was a hard game. Like, the Bulls one was like, come on, guys.
Yeah,
play
the Bulls,
some fucking defense.
They got beat up that night. Got beat up by Chicago all that night. That was the Bears game, too.
Correct.
Yeah. So it was tough to see. On the other side, you got the best team in the National Hockey League.
Statistical fact,
but they're
not our opinion.
They're trailing 5-3 right now, going the third period against the Penguins. But besides that, this team has
been comeback guy.
This team's been a wrecking crew. Put on a show this weekend with two wins. Trying to remember who they played. They played
Red Wings and Blue Jackets.
Blue Jackets is a team that I think
pumped them both.
Could come out of the woodwork. Pumped them both. Grizzly had a goal. Coyle got going. Jacob DeBrusk, since the new coaching change, has been great. Jim Montgomery, another, talked about Missoula, you know, now a new head coach here with Montgomery. Seems like he's turning things around with this hybrid scheme.
Can't wait to see McAvoy in this system.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
Linus Ullmark.
All over the place.
I said it last week, Linus Ullmark's been doing him. I just feel like for this team, they just got to keep going forward. They got to have consistent defensive play around with their secondary scoring, because there hasn't been a better team. That's why they're 8-1, because they're secondary scoring.
Oh, yeah. They,
bottom line.
They have the best point differential in the NHL.
Yep.
Like, they're doing it all. I mean, their only loss as of this second, they scored 5 fucking goals in. So, like, well, you know what I mean?
It's insane. Completely off topic, but I saw in the NFL today that the Tennessee Titans are -6 point differential, but are 5-2, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are like 2-5, 2-6, but have a point differential of +14. Kind of.
Wow. Good. Nice.
Yeah.
Good for the Titans. That's grinding it out.
Tighten up. So the Bruins looking good as well.
Looks like Olmark's spotting that for the time being, though.
Yeah.
Definitely looks like a little better.
Just can't get it together, man, and I don't know if it's just a lack of maturity thing. He just, you know, too much.
Mentally.
Too much of a downer goalie. He has so many highs, so many lows, and I guess that's, you know, the art of a goalie. But I don't know, man. Ullmark seems to be coming to play. You look at this, 6-0 at home, man. Got to be good at home.
Love it, yeah. Love it.
In a big World Series here, we got updates. Did Maldonado get a hit yet? So it is 7-0 Phillies.
Let's go.
Maldonado got a hit. Let's go. Nice. Down 7, Phillies up 7-0, tied series 1-1. If they win, they go up 2-1. Just, you know, I know the Yankees and Red Sox aren't in it, but I sat down today almost, you know, trying to watch baseball over hockey tonight because I was that interested. You know, the Phillies haven't hosted a World Series game over like 10 years. Houston's this, you know, big bad boy team that, you know, has been the better team all season. The Phillies more of the comeback kids. And, you know, Bryce Harper's been unbelievable. Stepped in first pitch with a curveball tonight. Just puts it 400
to the moon.
Feet to the moon. Altuve, you know, you got dogs like Alvarez, one of the most feared hitters in all of baseball. Alex Bregman, one of the best postseason hitters of all time. And then you have guys in the woodwork here like Tucker and Gurriel.
Phillies in 5.
Yeah. I just think it's a team of destiny, man. Well, and especially I feel like in baseball series are kind of messed up because when it's 1-1, well, when it's 2 and then it's 3-2,
and
the team steals one, then you have 3 straight at home. If you win 2 out of 3 at home, you're looking good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And absolutely.
Especially if you win the first 2 at home, it's like, all right, closeout game,
let's
game 5.
The champagne's in the
let's
locker
go.
Room.
Nick Castellanos, too, loved. He made another dive and catch the first play of the game today.
Nice.
Oh, it was unreal.
No, and they're hot. Like you're seeing like that guy like Brom, he hit a home run today. I think their 9-hitter hit one of
them.
Yeah,
Marsh hit
today.
A homer.
Yeah.
He was +3,000 in a homer tonight.
That's what wins you the World Series, man.
Well, she got it. And their pitcher was throwing absolute seeds. Who is it? Malton? No.
Ranger Suarez.
Ranger Suarez, yeah.
Stud.
He lefty just filled he had 2 outs on 2 pitches the first 2 batters of the game.
That's not. Can't have that happen.
The excitement, and I'm not a big fan of Philly at all. I mean, obviously the hockey front, the football front. But, you know, the Phillies are kind of fair game. Different league.
I feel like I definitely hate, like, Phillies fans by far the least out of, like...
Yeah, because we don't...
Phillies fans,
you don't
yeah.
really see, like, Red Sox Phillies. Like, yeah. you don't see that. Or Yankees Phillies, you know what I'm saying?
Like, the 76ers, yeah. awful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you beat them in 2009, right?
Correct.
Oh, there you go. So yeah, call the Phillies your daddies.
No, go Phillies. For this week. That's crazy, too, because it's the rest of the series, because of that rainout last night, it's just straight ahead.
Is it just straight ahead?
There's not an off day left. Like, it's the World Series is finishing just like this week.
They had Mr. November in the Fox box tonight before the game. It was Pedro, Jeter, and A-Rod. And they were just... A Big Poppy just started throwing money everywhere. They gave their predictions. Derek Jeter said he's just looking at his investments, not really doing much for a little bit, taking care of his kids. Greatest shortstop to ever live.
Yeah, that's just living the life, living the dream.
Even when Bill Belichick came out the other day, said Derek Jeter, like, who's the best shortstop of all time? He said you can't really say get much better than Derek Jeter.
Literally
said that, and that's a winner right there.
He's known for being shortstop.
Yeah, exactly.
If you wanted to be a shortstop when you were growing up playing baseball, you did the Derek Jeter, the fucking one hop, fucking throw across the body.
And then the nerds tried to take it away from him.
Yeah.
Terrible.
99.9?
Yeah, one motherfucker. One motherfucker.
Oh, boy.
One for him. I think it was three that didn't vote for Griffey. And it's once their names leak...
You're dead.
It'll happen. They'll find them.
What else we got? Jake Paul versus Anderson Silva. Did anyone care about that? No,
I didn't see a second.
Didn't care about that at all.
I care about it a little bit. Anderson Silva.
How about the Halloween feels? What did everyone do this weekend? I went to Ween at the, what theater was it called?
The Roadrunner.
The Roadrunner Brighton across, great take, Warrior Ice Arena across from it. Great venue. Got the Tito Sprites going. My boy Timbo got a nice little crowd surf in the back.
Nice.
Oh, it was good. Great to see.
Nice. I saw Pusha T at the House of Blues. It was very intense.
Oh, wow.
Very fun. The place was absolutely rocking. It was electric.
I saw DJ Esco last night for Halloween at the Grand. That was pretty fun.
Let's go.
Nice. Little concert for all of us, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Big weekend.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Did anyone dress up for Halloween besides myself?
Yeah, I wore a fucking Slytherin robe for maybe 5 days straight. Literally, thing didn't come off. By the last day, I was like, this thing might need to get retired.
Yeah, we just set this on fire and walk it off.
I hope you pissed yourself in it.
No, I didn't.
Swear to God.
Might have been the only thing I didn't do in that thing.
Oh, boy. Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in. Episode 99. The next one's going to be big. We might be trying to set up a party, depending on the efforts here. You know, big shout out to Hedgebetter. Justin, everything, do what you do. Slight Edge Fitness and Performance. Congrats on the second annual year. Doing great over there. The law offices of Patrick J. Foley. Follow our picks this week. We'll have Thursday night picks. We'll have Patriots picks. We'll have our lock of the weeks that we'll set on the airwaves here tonight. That's all from Steel and Az. You guys got anything else?
Let's ride.
Pat's country.
Let's ride.